Well, there's no boundary. In other words, the only boundary that exists is whether somebody wants to or doesn't want to. So there's no other formal boundary. Like a traditional sexual morality, if you're in a meeting with a married man, you would never have to worry that they were going to proposition you. Or under rules of propriety and ethics, if you're going to a business dinner or a business meeting, you wouldn't have to worry that somebody was going to proposition you, because that was off limits. Sexual relationships should be limited to relationships between a husband and a wife. And so you would have a degree of freedom from the sexualization of any given encounter. But in the consent-based morality, really nothing is sacred. No relationship, no encounter is something where sex would be off limits, so long as, you know, both parties consent. But again, it's not like you walk around with a sign flashing over your head that says yes or no. The only way you know if there's going to be consent is if you make an ask, if you make a move, if you're aggressive in some sort of way. And so what that then means, and women in Hollywood are coming forward to talk about this in droves, they will be propositioned constantly, having to fend off advances, often from people who are very powerful, and people who have a lot of control over their future. And what about all those millions and millions of women who aren't actresses, but who they want a job? You have people being put time and time and time again in situations where the demand essentially yield to my sexual advance or lose something that you value. And that is, I think, intrinsically oppressive.